Alicia Christian from Dignity Housing in Philadelphia. And let's welcome Alicia. Thank you.
I viewed the theme of this conference with a great deal of interest and enthusiasm, and certainly the subtopic for this particular workshop, homelessness versus helplessness, is one that I think in Philadelphia, the homeless activists, in terms of their historical experiences, some of their achievements and the way in which they frame the continuing struggle can really relate to this particular theme. Please note that in Philadelphia, the homeless movement, the theme of homeless activists, homeless leaders move to action, has been homeless but not helpless. We are homeless but not helpless. We are homeless but not mindless. We are homeless but not helpless. And collectively, a lot has been accomplished. A lot more has to be done, and the base has to be broadened. I'd like to speak on a couple of things I've heard before from the two brothers here in terms of their respective bases of operation. The bits and pieces that I heard of Savinia Martin's discussion of what they're doing in Roxborough and that particular base of operation. And quite frankly, I'd like to discuss the realities of a base of operation, certain truisms in establishing a base of operation that has helped clarify directions for Dignity Housing, and we're still struggling with that, for the Union of the Homeless locally and nationally, and perhaps for a number of other emerging groups run by homeless people themselves. Let me give you my credentials. I'm Alicia Christian. I'm a product of a working family. I have lost a home. I have worked, and I have been homeless. And I have incorporated that experience and that rage in the mission that I'm a part of now, which is the mission not to feed homelessness, not to shelter it, not to temporarily clothe it, but to end it. Okay. Base of operation. Dignity Housing, the National Union of the Homeless, WINGS, a number of the groups here, forgive me, Homeward Bound, the Tenant Council of Dignity Housing. I'd like to acknowledge that Habiba Ali, seated here, who's joined us here, is president of the Dignity Housing Tenant Council. Her credentials are, too, that Habiba is a homeless activist, a one-year veteran of the shelter system in Philadelphia, a mother of four children, and one who is a warrior in the struggle to end homelessness and a leader in our base of operation. She is president of the Tenant Council. She is also on the board of directors of Dignity Housing, which incidentally is dominated by homeless people. I started to say currently and formerly homeless, but I mean it's kind of, they're homeless people, given the nature of the struggle that Dignity Housing is still in to maintain itself, and that each day, until we're able to marshal the kinds of troops around the kind of agenda that we think is necessary, homelessness is just expanding. More and more homeless people will not be in the shelter system. They will be brothers and sisters on the streets. Okay. Base of operation. A base of operation is a vehicle for political education, mobilization, collectivity, for establishing an agenda that strikes blows at the root of the problem that you're dealing with. Therefore, while feeding homeless people is a very humane and compassionate thing to do, and while you might very well need a base from which to conduct your feeding program, if in feeding homeless people you are not also striking blows, you are not also marshaling energies for directing and targeting your blow. You are not also educating people about the real causes of homelessness, not that you were a drug addict, not that you were a prostitute, not that your mate tried to beat you to death, but that you were poor, that you were someone who was deliberately torn from the means of subsistence, deliberately torn from the means of survival. That is the crime. If your base of operation is feeding people but not preparing them to strike blows against the real causes of the problem, then you are a sham. Okay. You are a sham. You are a misleader. Okay. Are there any questions about that definition of a base of operation? Is there some consensus in the room that that ought to be a base of operation? I'm assuming. Okay. All right. Then within a base of operation, if we're presuming that we're up against tremendous enemies and odds, a number of forces who, I think you said something, brother, about human waste. Homeless people in this nation are human industrial waste. That's how the nation views them. You're just something that industry spit out. You're not needed anymore. You're human industrial waste. And there's not even as much time and attention spent on the disposition of homeless people as is spent on solid waste. Okay. If that definition is acceptable, then you measure every program, every initiative, every step, every direction, every agenda against that precept. If that is true, then a shelter, unless the shelter is being used as a base for other kinds of blows, is not a base of operation. It is not a part of a solution. Shelters are not the solution. Shelters are a way of further containing, further homogenizing, further killing poor people. Institutionalizing and warehousing them. In fact, they're kind of like huge containers for industrial waste. And people are just compressed and killed in shelters. So if we are presuming that shelters is not a base of operations, shelters is a part of the problem, then we must be opposed to shelters. Okay. We have to be opposed to shelters. We have to be and are naturally moved in support of fundamental solutions. As you said, permanent, affordable, and decent housing. Jobs at a livable wage, since homelessness is a function of being disconnected from a means of taking care of yourself, of maintaining yourself. Educational opportunities, decent, affordable, accessible health care. I don't know whether Savinia discussed earlier the concept of treatment on demand, the right to get what Betty got, what Kitty got, what Tony Curtis got, what a number of leaders, misleaders got, the right to treatment. The base of operation concept is probably easier articulated than it is maintained because there's so many diversions. People tell you, you've got a program, it's wonderful what you're doing. Come on, fill out this form. Deal with these regs. Give me this accountability. IRS and ABC and HUD and all of the alphabets conspire to distort the real mission of your base of operation. And realizing that, it is very important that if the base of operation, part of its tactical strategy is to continue to build leaders to strike the blows, to continue to develop leaders to strike the blows, then you need to realize that every given base is going to have some area of vulnerability, so that a part of its mission is to spin off other bases. which is in discussing base of operation maybe a year ago, I failed to emphasize the importance of a base as a vehicle for spinning off other bases. Okay, and the reason that that's important is that very frequently you can get preoccupied with the grooming of one base. You can get diverted from your mission. At Dignity Housing, which incidentally is the first and only permanent housing initiative in the nation, run and controlled and founded and guided by homeless people. It emerged not because the good administration woke up one day and said, oh, it's just terrible how poor homeless people are being treated in shelters. Let us do something about it. It emerged because of the conditions, the economic and social conditions in Philadelphia at the time, the growth of homelessness, and the fact that homeless people from a range of base of operations, namely one particular shelter, organized and mobilized around a common agenda, which is shelters are unacceptable. We want affordable housing. It also emerged because the Union of the Homeless at that time organized homeless activists in about 50 cities, 17 of them very active, and all of the homeless activists engaged in housing takeovers. They noted the contradiction that with a third of the single adult homeless men in this country being veterans, a large number of them Vietnam veterans, the VA, the Veterans Administration, has a large number of foreclosed properties in its inventory. And that the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has an inventory currently of more than 300,000 foreclosed properties. And so if you don't really understand what a base of operation is or should be, and you had garnered the victory that homeless activists in Philadelphia had garnered with the help of national mobilization, you would claim the existence of Dignity Housing as more of a victory than it should be. It is no victory even if we got all 300,000 HUD foreclosed properties in a nation where there are 3 million homeless people and 60 million people close to the edge, over the edge. It's no victory. Okay, it is no victory. So the mission of Dignity Housing can't be to have tenants in and be happy and satisfied. And I could give you all the precepts of the Dignity program and what it does. And Sister Ali could stand up and give a testimonial, but that isn't all that is Dignity Housing. The political mission of Dignity Housing is the most important, which is to build the base of aggrieved and outraged citizens, currently homeless, a paycheck away, two paychecks away, three paychecks away, circling the edge, hovering over the edge, who need to be part of a forward motion to cut through the heart of a system that no longer works for anybody. Certainly doesn't work for the masses of people in this country. Okay, shelters are part of the problem. They're like something in the middle, and the last time I heard of the definition of the middle is it's some piece that keeps the bottom from the top. Okay, that's the last time I heard about, it may not be how Webster really lays it out, but basically that's what it is. The mission of Dignity Housing is to broaden the base of operation, the base being composed of aggrieved people who are striking blows at the heart of a rotten system. Okay, broadening the definition of the base of operation. And every person in this room, based on your collective experiences and individual experiences, adds to and enhances that definition. As long as you aren't about Mickey Mouse programs, feeding and clothing and sheltering and hunting and dressing and nursing homelessness. If you are about ending it, then you must necessarily be connected to a base and be about generating other bases in the presentation.
Alicia, thank you.